passes with camping starts at $415. Youth and senior passes are available, and kids under 12 are free all weekend long. Get yours now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Tickets are moving fast, and there are no gate sales. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
Hello, this is Gavin from The Wooden Sky, and you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.
Well, I dreamt last night you were making love to a bird you swore you'd given up. Oh, I woke up shaking.
That's right. It's 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom. The show is called At Large. I will be with you until 5:30 today. And I just got up. I didn't play the warning before, so I'm going to say now there will be some lyrics that might be offensive to some. So I just want to let you know that from 5 to 5:10, I'm going to play some. Maybe some people might find a little offensive, some of the lyrics that are, it's going to be in the song. So I thought I would get that out right now. But anyways, what's the show today? We got some old, we got some new, we got some fast, we got some slow, we got some popular, we got some obscure. Yeah, it's going to be a good At Large show. I hope you enjoy. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Stay. I love the last now. I love the last now. In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the armed forces, RCMP, and federal public service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, where do we start? Oh, we started with the Dave Clark Five. We heard Glad All Over, and that was a single the British band released back in 1963. Yeah, I remember hearing it for the first time and absolutely loved it. What's not to like about that song? Amazing. Yeah, and I would just want to say it was the first song other than a Beatles song to become a hit from the British invasion bands that went into the United States. So pretty cool. And then after the Dave Clark Five, it was Jack White with It's Rough on Rats. And that was from his latest album, No Name. That was released in 2024. That was his sixth solo album. Yeah, it was. I want to say I usually play the White Stripes after the Dave Clark Five, but I changed it up this time. I usually like to play Meg and Jack, but this time I thought, no, I'm going to do something a little bit different. And then in the middle, the English prog band Gentle Giant, we heard Just the Same, and that was from their Freehand album released in 1975, and that was the band's seventh album. Yeah, the band, they were a melting pot of jazz, rock, folk, and classical. And I did get to see them live, I think, in 1976 or early 1977. And just a fantastic show. And then after Gentle Giant, we heard the Florida duo Magdalena Bay with Vampire in the Corner. And that was from their album, Imaginal Disc. And that was their second. That was released in 2024. Concept album. The band blends dance pop, synth pop, and electronic pop. Yeah, great album. And then finishing the set was the Canadian band Lighthouse with 1849, a song that was from their, I first heard it from their live album at Carnegie Hall, which was released back in, I think, 1972. So up next, I'm going to play a Winnipeg band album they released in 1998. And when I talked about Dave Clark Five, how I heard that song, I loved it. As soon as I heard this album from this Winnipeg band, I thought the same thing. So I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
throat, stuck out in Bozeman, dreaming the drunk time, keeping while I'm buzzing, dreaming a canteen or rodeo music hall, dreaming a truck stop, Midwest strip mall. I could dream inside out and backwards too. Well, I could dream in French, I could dream in Spanish, I could dream with the subtitles on in Japan. Dreaming a dojo, summer down in Tokyo, a two-star sushi bar, listen to the radio. I could dream in a subway car at the end of the line. Don't wake me up, I ain't up for that. The way this world is going, ain't where I'm at. Hey, sooner or later we'll all be dead, and I'd rather be living up in my head. So don't wake me up, I ain't up for that. Don't wake me up, I ain't up for that. I ain't up for that.
Sat on the rug, biding my tongue.
Nels Klein with The Bag from his Concentric Quartet album. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, the album was Klein's ninth, and that was released in 2025. Just a great jazz album. He has a side gig as well. He plays guitar for Wilco. A good match. And then before Nels Klein, it was the Beatles with Norwegian Wood, and that was off the band's Rubber Soul album. That was the band's sixth, released back in 1965, and that was the band's second album to contain only original material, and it was kind of the start of the change for the Beatles. Yeah, it's a fantastic album. And then in the middle, Margot Price with Wake Me Up, and that was from her latest album, Hard Headed Woman, and that was her fifth, and that was released in August of last year, 2025. Yeah, and Price has set herself more of a return to her country roots. And then opening the set were two songs from the new Meanies album, Three Seeds. We heard Meat Rack and Scenic Anomaly, and that was the album that was released in 1998, and that was the Winnipeg Band's third album. Just a great example of blues rock. I'm going to play a commercial, and then I'm going to come back with a British music collective. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music stomp. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this monthly sale or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir 850 $ pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit 150 $ pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevif.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Mm-hmm. Keurig guitar masters Tenaru and perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tenaru and live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Church this, Winnipeg. We're Dry Heave from Calgary, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM.
Tool with Rosetta Stone. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, Rosetta Stone, that was off the band's 10,000 Day album. That was released back in 2006. And I here they are, and I keep saying this, they're working on new material for a release in 2027. And then apparently what they're going to do is they're going to have a residency in Vegas at the Sphere. So if you know Tool and you know their shows, that would be just a phenomenal place for them to play with the lasers and all the light shows and that. I would take that in for sure. And then before Tool, it was Pickering, Ontario's Cold Spec with Closer from her Light from the Midnight album released back in last year, 2025. And then the second song in the set was Paul McCartney and Wings with Hell on Wheels, and that was off the band's On the Run album released in 1973. And then opening the set was the British music collective Salt with TM, and that was from their 10 album. That was the band's 12th, and that was released again last year in 2025. Up next, I'm going to play some Black Keys. I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
When you're at the crossroads and you don't know where to turn, everything is backwards from all the bridges that you burn. By the way.
been a real bad winter. Everything is frozen through. Kids are getting older, and it scares me every day. I can't help but wonder if it's all gonna be okay.
Thank you. Opera, theater, orchestra, dance. Live arts can move you like nothing else. And there's no better time to rediscover the romance, embrace the emotion, and reignite your passion for the spectacular. Join the audience and experience the drama, the music, and the people. Come to life. For events near you, visit explorelivearts.ca. Supported by Prairies Economic Development Canada.
You're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. We opened the set with the Black Keys. We heard Neon Moon, and that was off their No Rain, No Flower album released last year, 2025. Then it was the Great Lakes Swimmers with All the Best from their Caught Light album. And then just finishing the set there, you heard Kate LeBon with Love Unrehearsed. And that was from her Michelangelo Dying album, the Welsh artist's seventh album. Thank you so much for listening today. I'll be back next week. The show's called At Large. I'm here 4 to 5:30 on Wednesday afternoons. I have two more songs to play. Usually I only play one, but I wanted to play these two in tandem. It's back-to-back off an album this band released a long time ago. I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. What you doing to me? It ain't the way it should be. You took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. I go alone now, calling your name, after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were lying. Time goes slowly, but carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing.
What you did to me.
Laughing.
The way it should be.
You took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me.
To me, what you doing to me?
You took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me.
Were you laughing at me? Were you laughing at me? What you doing to me, girl?
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Opera, theater, orchestra, dance. Live arts can move you like nothing else. And there's no better time to rediscover the romance, embrace the emotion, and reignite your passion for the spectacular. Join the audience and experience the drama, the music, and the people. Come to life. For events near you, visit exploreliveArts.ca. Supported by Prairies Economic Development Canada.
Good evening and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Lucia Pisani, a highly accomplished multimedia artist working in clay, films, sculptures, textiles, and photography. She was born in Caracas and is currently based in London. Lucia graduated with a BA in Communication Studies from Universidad Católica Andrés Bello in Caracas, a certificate in Conservation Biology from CERC at Columbia University in New York, and a Master's in Fine Arts from the Chelsea College of Art and Design in London. Lucia's works may be found in various private and public collections, such as Fundación Eugenio Mendoza in Venezuela, the Tate Museum in the UK, and Magazine 3, Museum of Contemporary Art in Stockholm. Recent collaborations and commissions include featured artist at Frieze London in the Smoke Section, performative lecture for Seeds, a public program at the Serpentine Gallery in London, and Casawabi and the Puerto Escondido Botanical Garden in Mexico. She's had numerous national and international solo and group exhibitions, such as Morada Vegetal at Abra in Caracas, Rites of Seeds and Refuge at Cecilia Brunson Projects in London, Peckham 24 Photography Festival in London, a Museum of Contemporary Art in Chile, among many others. Lucia has been featured in many magazine and media, such as Art Forum, BBC News, and Art Nexus. She's been a guest lecturer at Leeds University, Sotheby's Master's Program, and Venezuela Institutes. Lucia has received many awards and bursaries, including the Arts Council England grants for the arts, and artist residencies, such as Hangar in Barcelona. Lucia's first monograph was published in October 2024. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're an accomplished and innovative artist working in a variety of materials. Would you like to share a bit about your early background experiences and what drew you to become an artist?
So, yes, my childhood was surrounded by art. Both my parents are artists. My dad worked with painting, and my mom was one of the first women working in contemporary video art in Venezuela, the first artist in the 80s, and I was taking part in her works. So even performances, videos since an early age, around 7 years old. But then growing up in a place like Venezuela, so biodiverse and with such an amazing array of landscapes, everything that we were visiting, it really gave me this route to try and do things for the environment there. I was prompt to respond to reading texts of environmentalists and since an early age as well. So I ended up studying, as you say, visual communications, also because in a way I wanted to do my own journey. And I worked for Provita,